Hello again, everyone. Bruce Dumont welcoming you to our show for another day. It's nice to have you with us. We're coming to you live and direct on WXFM Radio from the Allerton Hotel on North Michigan Avenue. And at the beginning of the program, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Bill Nigut for sitting in for me the last couple of days when I was resting in bed with a case of cold, laryngitis, chest cold, and it's been going up and down through my body. Hopefully it's on its way out right now. At least I'm able to speak today, and I'm glad to be back here at the Allerton visiting with you on the radio and in the audience. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come back is because Dana Andrews and his lovely wife, Mary Todd, were going to be here today, and they are here today. And folks, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bruce. We're glad to be here.
I'd like to begin a little bit later on. I want to talk specifically about the play that you're appearing in at the Forum Theater, The Gang's All Here, and I had a chance to see it last week and enjoyed it very much. But first of all, I'd like to talk about how you two got together, because I understand there was a vice president at Goldwyn Studios who wanted to keep you single, at least for quite a while. Is that true, Dana?
Yes, it's true, because the Goldwyn at that time was having trouble with United Artists, not the present United Artists, but it was the United Artists of Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, etc. And he was a member, Goldwyn was too. And when they drew up the contract, there was no agreement that they would all have to continue to make pictures. So it turned out that Goldwyn was only making pictures, and they were sharing in the profits. So he tried to break the contract and couldn't do it, so he just decided not to release any pictures. So he wasn't making any pictures. And I was under contract to him. He wanted me under contract. So his vice president said, well, then it might be a good idea if you squired some girls around, you know, when you get your name in the paper, because you're not going to be working for a while until we get this thing settled. And so I took it seriously. And so for a long time, Mary and I were just together all the
time. Squired is kind of a formal word for it.
And anyway, later on, I said something to him about it, the vice president, and he said, well, you're no good as a Lothario, Dana. You and that girl are together all the time, so you might as well go and talk to Goldwyn about it. So I did. That's another story.
How did you react during this period, Mary?
Knowing that your husband-to-be was
being built up as a sex symbol.
Well, in those days, they had people under contract. You know, people don't realize it's an entirely different thing now, because they don't have the big studios and they don't have what they call the stable of stars, which was kind of an unfortunate way to put it. But in a way, I felt that this was true, that they really almost owned the people that were under contract, so that they felt they could tell them what they should do with their lives, whether they could get married or not. Well, I resented that. I didn't think that it was their business. It was their business what Dana did on the screen. But of course, people believe that people are like the image on the screen, and they're trying to build up a young man, and they want him to be exciting to the fans. So he's more exciting if he's single and getting around.
I think in fairness we must say, Bruce, that there isn't anything they could have done about it if I didn't do it. And I didn't take any girls around, so I didn't get any publicity. So he said, well, you might as well go ahead. A lot of people say, well, could they tell you to do that? No, they couldn't. They don't have that in any contract.
They don't have the right, but still, you have a 7-year contract.
And they can make things difficult for you.
And the option is all theirs, because they can drop you at any 6 months after 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't drop them. You see, it was all their way.
So eventually, as the Hollywood stories generally go, you got married and lived happily ever after. Do you recall the first time you ever saw Dana Andrews?
Yes, I played in a play with him before I started going with him, as they say. And in that play, I played a rather unpleasant character, and Dana played a very straight, square kind of a juvenile, which didn't give him any opportunity to be very exciting. So it wasn't until the next play that we did that we got interested in each other. But I knew him, and I liked him. And we both had tests at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in this early period when we weren't really interested in each other particularly. And I said to the girl, Frances Reed, who now plays MacDonald Carey's wife on Days of Our Lives, she was then a young ingenue and playing in a play with Dana and me. And they did a scene together where he's just the juvenile that brings the girl flowers, you know. So when we got back to our boarding house that night, we all lived on boarding house houses on El Molino Street where the Pasadena Playhouse was. We kept on our makeup and our little curls like Norma Shearer and Juliet, you know. And I said, well, Francis, what did they think of Dana Andrews? He's a nice young man, and he had a little boy. His first wife had died. And I said, I wish that he'd get something because he needs a job very badly. And she said, well, I'm sorry, but not a chance. And so Dana, then later on, of course, became a star, and Francis was working on stage, and we got together years later and talked about this.
I want to talk further about that particular era in Hollywood because it was one of the most exciting eras.
Yes, it was. We didn't realize it at the time. We thought it would go on like that.
Right. Well, let's talk about exactly what happened then and what happened to change all that, and we'll do that when we continue with our special guest today, Dana Andrews, and his wife, Mary Todd Andrews. They're currently appearing at the Forum Theater in The Gang's All Here, and we'll be back from the Allerton Hotel in a moment.
Look to the builders of happiness. Look to tomorrow today. Look to the folks at Skokie Federal. To the builders of happiness, look to tomorrow, today.
Even though you may have a pension coming at your retirement, you'll want extra income. So why not get a retirement fund growing now at Skokie Federal? Earn 5.25% yearly, compounded daily on passbook savings. Skokie Federal, 4747 Dempster and Lincoln at Oakton.
To the builders of happiness, look to Skokie Federal today.
Now there's a new easy way to do all your insurance shopping in just one place. It's called the Insurance Store, Heil & Heil Insurance Agency. Shopping at the Insurance Store can save you time. Sometimes it can save you money, and it can assure you the correct coverage. At the Insurance Store, you'll find every kind of insurance you need, including home, auto, marine, aviation, life, health, and business insurance. At the Insurance Store, you'll find a choice of leading brands like INA, Aetna, Continental, USF&G, Chubb, and Fireman's Fund. You'll also find an interested representative who can coordinate your various insurance policies by looking at your insurance needs as a whole to be sure that you have the right kinds of insurance protection in the right amounts, with no duplications or gaps in coverage. Need insurance? Call Heil & Heil today, 866-7400. Shop the new easy way at the Insurance Store, Heil & Heil Insurance Agency, 866-7400.
Bruce Dumont back at the Allerton, continuing now with Dana Andrews and Mary Todd. And Mary, you were talking about that particular period when,
yes,
at that particular time, Dana had, what, hitchhiked from Mississippi?
Well, he
Mississippi.
Did that in
Where
the,
did
that
from?
Was in the Depression days that Dana hitchhiked out to Hollywood. He'd gone to college, and then he worked in a bank, and he decided that was a very boring life, and he had gotten interested in acting in college, so then he hitchhiked out to California and hit the Depression, and that's, he could tell that story.
And during that period, I studied opera. I studied opera for 6 years.
When did opera lose you in Hollywood?
When I went to an agent and he said, if you're going, he said, if you're going to the Met, you got a few years to go. And he was right. And I knew that. But he said, have you done any acting? I said, well, college, high school even, and a lot of stuff around Van Nuys and little theaters. And he said, well, why don't you go to one of these places around here where the talent scouts go regularly and maybe they'll see you and you can get a test at a or a part in a picture. So I went to the Pasadena Playhouse, and that is what changed my life, because I got interested in the stage instead of going on with the opera, and I got interested in Mary Todd. And so we've been married ever since 1939.
Prior to your interest in opera, were there other interests that you had that would not have taken you into a life as a performer?
Outside of opera, no.
Well, he took business law in college, and from the way he argues...
Didn't you work for Gulf Oil at one time?
That was the first thing I did out of college. You see, I was in a teacher's college, but my secondary major was business administration because I didn't want to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I was going to a teacher's college because we lived there, and my father was a minister, and
had
a lot of boys.
Had 13 children.
And 8 boys there, and he wasn't going to be able to educate them and send them away to school. So we moved to a town where where he could preach in that town, and did. And so I had a business job the minute I got out of college and started work for the Gulf Oil Company, which is now Gulf Refining Company then, which is now Gulf Oil Company. And that was in about 1929. And that's when that depression hit. Well, let's see, 29, I was up in Austin. I got a bit better job. Mm-hmm. I was a head accountant for office furniture and stationery concern there in Austin. And that was when I decided that if I became, this dates me, Charles M. Schwab, who was the president of the United States Steel Company, I said if I got to be Charles M. Schwab even, I wouldn't like business. And so I sat down in my room and said, Dr. Lawyer, Merchant Chief, I was unattached, and... So what do you want to do? And I remembered what a college professor had told me that when I was leaving college, he said, well, I don't know what you're going to do with your life, but I think you ought to think about acting because the stage, he said, because he was had been to Columbia University and he was principally oriented to the stage. And he said, you have characteristics which would lend themselves to a career on the stage. So I thought of that, and I remembered working in motion pictures while I was going to college, and I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I went to the boss the next morning, gave him a notice, and he said, what you going to do? Told him, and he said, well, my son was out there for 2 years, and he got one job as an extra, and he sat on a park bench with Greta Garbo, and he didn't even say hello. So he said, that was 2 years' work. That's not very promising. And I said, well, I'm going to try it anyway. And that's when I hitchhiked after spending all my money to give my friends a party. Giving my own farewell party from Austin.
How many times from that point to today have you wished that you would have, or did you think of giving up and wishing and hoping that you were back in Austin with a nice, safe, secure job making, a fixed salary?
Never. If I had it to do over again, even with all the precarious possibilities there are, whether you'll make it or not, I think they're even less than they were then. I still would do it because...
That's true, but there were periods when he wondered, like he didn't... Robert Preston was a friend of ours. He was then Preston Meservey. He was at the Playhouse. Victor Mature. This was a golden age of the Pasadena Playhouse where the young people came and a lot of them wanted to get into pictures. And Press had and Victor Mature, and he thought, what's wrong with me? I haven't gotten a contract. We were in love and he wanted to get married, and he did briefly mention, maybe he didn't think of it seriously, mm-hmm. doing something else, and I said, oh, no, because you would always be unsatisfied.
Did most of the friends that you had during that period, and I would assume that you were in your 20s?
Well, I was. I went there when I was 17. I lived